Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah will teach us that the idea of chazaka, of presumptive ownership, isn't just about a field or a house that you bought. It's also relevant for activities that or just small areas within a area, chatzer, courtyard, or house. The Mishnah tells us, Elu Dvarim Sheish Lam Chazaka, these are the things that have Chazaka, Elu Dvarim Sheish Lam Chazaka, and these are the things that do not have a Chazaka. And the Mishnah will actually begin by discussing the latter category, those things that do not have a Chazaka. It says, Haya Mamid Behema B'chatzer. If a person were to set up his animal to stay in the Chatzer, in the courtyard, now the Gemara explains that this case is talking about a chatzer of shutvim, a chatzer that belongs to partners, and normally partners could stop the other partner from doing certain activities, because the primary function of a chatzer, of a courtyard, is for it to be able to enter and exit. So, but it became the minhag, though. Generally, people have the custom to utilize the chatzer, the courtyard, for other things as well, for baking, let's say, or cooking, or milling things. Also to put a behema there, and to raise chickens. There's things that people, and generally people are not machbit, or not particular about that. They allow their other shutuf to do that. So if a person put a behema in a chatzer, we're going to see that there's no chazaka on that, because it could be that he just wasn't particular about it, but now he can be particular about it, the other shutuf, the other partner. As well as the behema, taner v'chirayim, also, when it comes to an oven for baking, or chirayim, a stovetop, v'rechayim, or a mill, where you grind things, u'megadol tarnagolim, or to raise chickens, v'nosin zivla b'chatzer, and placing your zevel, the manure, the fertilizer, in the chatzer, ain't a chazaka. That is not a chazaka, that he should be able to say that his partner sold him the right to use it on a regular basis, or he gave it to him as a gift, this area to be used for this purpose, because generally speaking, shutvim, partners, are not machmed on each other in such a scenario. However, now the Mishnah will discuss cases of the Aracha Zakavel, Asa Mechitzel Behemto. If within the Chatzir you made a partition for your behema, Gavo Asar Tefachim, that's 10 Tefachs high, V'chein L'tanur, or you also make a partition around your oven, b'chein l'kirayim, the stovetop, b'chein l'reichayim, also for the mill, that would be a permanent fixture, and as such, that is something that if your shutuf would not have allowed you to do that, unless he sold you the right to do that. Hichnes tarnagol nesocha bias, if you actually bring the chickens into a bias, into a house or a structure within the chatzer, v'asa makam lezivlo, or you made a place within the chatzer for your zevel, for your manure, that's either 3 tefachim deep or 3 tefachim high. So it's again a symbol that it's a set item there. Harezu chazaka, this is a chazaka, and if somebody has been utilizing it that way for 3 years, that is an indication that they have been sold or given the right to use it on an ongoing basis.